Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. This right here, this is your KC Morning Show. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Am I yelling too loud?
No.
I can turn it down. Okay, do you want to say it? Do you want me to say it? I mean, it's not my news to tell.
True. Santa delivered a terrible case of COVID on Christmas.
Kitty got run over by the COVID. You've got all the symptoms, like all of the...
Everything but the fever.
Everything but the fever.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't taste a thing.
Nope.
Can't smell nothing. That's good.
Can't smell your stinky ass.
Okay, you know what?
You put your armpit in my face this morning and asked me, are you better?
I think that's a great litmus test. Like, seriously, for someone who can't smell or taste.
I mean, if you think life has meaning, lose your sense of smell and taste. You'll be eating meatloaf like a freaking cat.
This is your existential crisis.
I am...
Are you lost right now?
I am. I tweeted out, like, hey, I'm kind of worried that I don't know. Have any of y'all had COVID? And a couple people that listen to the show or have been on the show actually responded, and they told me everything that I had, and I knew it.
See, that's what I'm saying. So many people now have had it or know someone that had it, and we still are where we are, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so frustrating. And we've been doing really good. Like, real good. I got positive back in July after I went back to work. You got yours.
That's true.
After you went back to work. I mean, listen, y'all. See, this, and we're going to talk about this later. And Kitty, I'm sorry, but, like, this makes me angry. You know, we are so close to being done with this thing. Like, an actual light at the end of the tunnel. Pay these folks to stay home, get this vaccine out, and let's get back in them streets.
Someone actually, they sent me a message, and she was like, I'm so sorry. It didn't have to be this way.
It didn't.
And, one, I feel like I'm at the end of my movie, and they're going to shoot me in the head. But... it didn't have to be this way, you know?
We're out here trying to sacrifice.
At least it happened while I'm not in school, because if I had to get on Zoom every day while dealing with this, God.
I can't imagine.
Praise be to all of y'all that had it during the semester or any other time, because it's no joke. And if you did have it, Hartzell, you done got lucky, because you didn't lose your sense of taste or smell.
I feel fine.
Yeah.
I feel absolutely fine.
I have to pop my ears like every 5 minutes so I can hear you.
I will say, though, you know, when Trump came out and said he felt invincible, you know.
Lies.
You say that, but, you know, there is, I do feel a certain kind of way. I feel like there's an extra flex when I walk around.
The day you were supposed to get your superpowers for being black is when I got COVID.
What day was that? December what?
The 21st.
The 21st. I was nervous. You know, I was on Twitter. Everybody was saying all their new powers they got.
Immunity to COVID.
Hey, my power is immunity. I love it. All right, Katie, do you want to do a weather dealio?
I heard it's supposed to snow.
It's going to snow. Your high today, 39 degrees, light and variable for those winds. Kitty, on this best local podcast in Kansas City, what is that U of the Index? Hey, sponsors pending, by the way.
Two.
Oh, you're over. Price is Right rule says you're out. It's a one.
Ugh.
It's a one. Let's get to tonight. 28 degrees tonight. Overcast.
Yep. Cold.
It's going to be real cold. Also, I got this thing pulled up here. We're under a winter weather advisory, huh?
Yeah.
What is this all about? You would think, like, I would know.
90% chance snow tomorrow?
90%, you say. So it's from 6 to 6 on Tuesday. Plan accordingly.
Sweet.
A quick dusting of up to an inch is possible near I-35. That's going to be miserable. Snow Tuesday morning, changing to sleet, and then freezing rain. Oh, God. And then coming to an end around noon. Just don't go nowhere.
If we can't. I'm quarantined.
Mother Nature's like, yo, we going distance for a day.
Yeah.
Took it into her own hands. Her sweet, sweet hands. That right there, your weather dealio on your KC Morning Show. Kitty, we're back. I didn't expect it to be under these circumstances, and I'm sorry that you're not feeling great, but hey, the band is back together. What up?
We here.
We out here.
We are here.
What day do you think this is? I mean, you got, what, symptoms show up at what, day 3 or 4?
Mm-hmm.
You've had them for a while?
Yeah. It's been about a week since I started to notice I didn't feel good. But I didn't lose my sense of taste or smell until Christmas Eve. It's a total bummer, honestly.
But hey, hold on. We had a very good Christmas.
We did have a really good Christmas.
I hope the KC Morning Hoes also had an excellent Christmas. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, I think is going on now.
All that good stuff.
Celebrate the wins, Kitty. All right, we gotta get ready for 2021. All right, we're leaving all them bad vibes
in 2020. Don't stop. I need you to just be quiet, be careful, don't touch nothing. Do not say how great 2021 is gonna be, because She gonna whoop our asses.
That's true. We over here, you know, just assuming.
Hooping and hollering. I actually saw a like newspaper article from the 1920s, and someone, they literally said, they're like, alas, 1921 shan't be better. Full circle.
Well, since we both got some extra time now, I took it upon myself again as a proper caretaker, Kitty, to put together a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
My name's Hartzell. This is my list. Your list of Hartzell. You know, in the spirit, Kitty, of moving forward, I put together a list of something you can look forward to. What is each state drinking on New Year's Eve? Cross some fingers. We're going to knock on wood. 2021, be good to us, baby, all right? Kitty, what we drinking?
I mean, it's not like I can taste them, but sure.
A lot of folks like to drink that champagne. 21 states are popping bottles on New Year's Eve. Connecticut, they're going to be drinking Prosecco instead.
I do like some Prosecco.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got Louisiana celebrating with the Sazerac? Sazerac?
Sazerac.
It's a New Orleans version of whiskey. I feel like I should know that.
It's rough stuff.
Wyoming. I'll be down in them white Russians.
What? I knew you were going to say something about milk.
Hartzell and the dude, we both abide. All right, you want Kansas and Missouri?
Yep.
Let's start with Kansas because they're real basic. They follow the trend, champagne for Kansas.
Yep.
On New Year's Eve, okay. Missouri, I'm so proud of this. The Amaretto Sour for Missouri. I'm a big fan of that. Go ahead and make me one of them Amaretto Sours. Drink that in the boot hens, you know what I'm saying?
Am I?
All right. What state you curious about?
Nevada.
Nevada. What the hell is Nevada? Nevada. Nevada likes champagne as well.
Of course. Oh, tell me what the Floridians are drinking.
Florida's drinking champagne. I'm sorry, Kitty. My mistake. Nevada's drinking a mimosa.
Oh.
Take that back. There we go. Put some respect on Nevada's name. Alabama wants a frozen daiquiri.
Okay.
Okay. Oklahoma. A vodka cran.
Oh.
We getting lit tonight.
Yeah.
We're clubbing.
They said we are not going to remember 2020.
My name's Hartzell. That's my list. Your list to Hartzell. Hawaii, that's a rum and coke, Kitty.
Wow, what are we gonna be doing? You know, granted that I'm got some sort of taste back in my tongue.
Well, you can at least feel like the burn, right? Like you get a little bit of something out of it.
Yeah, but I don't really feel like I'm getting drunk or high at all. Nothing's really affecting me, but that Z-Quil, baby, that stuff.
Tell you what.
We be doing shots of that. See who stays up latest. It's my kind of fun.
Kitty, you want to do the news? It's been a while. You want to do the news?
Let's do it.
Monday, December 28th. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go. Ooh, I like that one. My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. It's right here. Here's your news break on your KC Morning Show. The folks have missed it, Kitty. The KC Morning Hoes, they've missed that rap, that freestyle on a Friday. But hey, we gotta make them wait.
Yep.
How can I miss you if you don't go away?
This is true.
They'll get it on Friday. It's really nice to be back. Like, real talk. I know I'm just going downstairs and hitting record, but just the routine, sitting across the table from you, Kitty.
It's special.
Broadcasting live from the bottoms.
We got a good thing going on here between the two of us.
Between all of us. By the way, yes. Kansas City, update that bio. You are a winner of the best local podcast in Kansas City.
Yep.
According to the Pitch. The Pitch made some news today, Kitty.
They did.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that with Benny Heisler. That's right. Our boy is back. A sports thing with Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler. Get this, Kitty. I got Toriano Porter from the KC Star. He'll be on tomorrow because, you know, we run it back on Tuesdays. It's like our little history thing that we do, which has been going really well. People dig that. I didn't know what the response would be. I thought it might be a little bit too highbrow. Look at me. What an ass. But everybody's been so cool. Like, we have a good time with it. We make it cool. We make it fun in that KC kind of way. And then on Wednesday, Mayor Q stopping by. Kind of gave us a little year in review. That's the content they came for, Kitty.
My Lucas, Quentin.
My Dylan, Bob.
My city, Kansas.
COVID.
Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services reported fewer than 2,000 new cases on Sunday. Now, from the most recent report, there were more than 2,600 people hospitalized with COVID-19. Nearly 700 are in the ICU. Now, we'll get an update today from Kansas and Missouri. At last check, in Kansas, the monthly positivity rate sat at 13.6%.
So I got that update for you, Kitty, from Kansas. An increase of 6,373 confirmed cases. That's on the Kansas side. And the death toll, according to the KDHE, that grew by 41. So it's now at 2,548. That is just really bad.
I know. When you say that and then you start talking about death and ICU, I'm like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Let me turn that fan on real quick. Ooh. Kitty's starting to sweat, y'all. Uh-oh. We gonna be okay, Kitty. You're gonna be just fine. Good news, though. CVS is where I got my COVID test this morning. It's where you got yours, right?
Yep.
Starting today, CVS will begin distributing COVID-19 vaccines to long-term care facilities in the greater Kansas City area. More than 450 facilities in Missouri and Kansas are part of the distribution plan. CVS will give Kansas facilities the Pfizer vaccine first. They will give Missouri facilities the Moderna vaccine.
We're really proud and we're really excited that this is work that we get to do. You know, the fact that we were given the opportunity to do this is really exciting. And I know when you think about a lot of the people that are involved in the project, there's been a lot of people that have raised their hands and said, yes, I want to do this, I want to be a part of that, even if it means working extra hours or extra days, because we know how important it is to get on site and start getting these seniors immunized as soon as we can.
Oh my God, Kitty, sorry, I have to totally stop everything we're doing. I got looped in to this Star Wars tweet. I woke up angsty this morning, y'all. Like, I was in a mood. Star Wars Twitter was just being ridiculous. It's just a bunch of, like, super uncool, nerdy white dudes. And so,
why they gotta be white?
Because they are! Because that's just the facts! That's why! And I said that.
We are the worst, aren't we?
I said that, and Star Wars Twitter is just really... let me have it. There's like some beef between some Star Wars YouTubers. Y'all, this is the most ridiculous, stupid timeline. Like, what are we living in? This is dumb. Anyway, back to what really matters.
You ought to smack him with a twisted tee.
That video, Kitty.
He whop. Woo. That was great.
This dude called my man the N-word. He said, I'm going to call your bluff, is what he did.
Smacked amazing.
Him. Smacked him right in the face. Okay, let's go national real quick, because Trump Daddy, I guess he's going to give us some bucks. Begrudgingly, Trump Daddy is going to sprinkle us off a few dollars. Let them eat cake.
President Trump signed this $1.4 trillion government spending and COVID relief package into law last night. But now he says he wants Congress to make changes. This last-minute decision restores enhanced unemployment that expired on Saturday and extends a federal evictions ban. But a big change the president has only been vocal about recently is raising the $600 stimulus checks to $2,000. House Democrats are expected to vote in favor of that today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, though, hasn't even acknowledged the president's request, only saying in a statement last night that the compromise bill is, quote, not perfect.
Even just in this stunt that he pulled, I mean, people lost a lot of money, like a lot of money. And some people now have to reapply, like they're going to lose a week because he wanted to throw a hissy fit. Like, yep. Come on, man, just leave. Just go. Like, just go.
As from someone your perspective that's unemployed, what do you have to tell them?
I implore you to please think of the constituents. It's really hard being a single mom and trying. There's people like me who really want to work. And so I ask you to think of us.
I saw a tweet the other day and someone said, you know, instead of proposing 2,000, they should give us, you know, 2,000. And 20, like, mm-hmm. dollars. As silly and dumb as that is, imagine if at the beginning of this thing, we all had, like, a common goal. We were united, you know? Like, we weren't just playing quarantine. Like, we actually really did mm-hmm. it. You know, we could have done stupid shit like that. You know, even in this crazy time, we can have a little bit of fun with something serious. And we can't even do stuff like that. Let's quit fighting each other. Let's get paid. And then let's do this. Mask up the entire way. Post-holidays, Kitty, everybody's, you know, worried about the surge, as we probably should be.
Joining me now for more on the latest in the pandemic is infectious disease specialist and ABC News medical contributor Dr. Todd Ellerin. Given the high travel numbers that we're seeing and Dr. Fauci's warning of a Christmas and New Year's surge, what should we expect in the next few weeks? How worried are you?
So when you hear about cases going down in the Midwest, I mean, that's encouraging, but I want to warn people that around the holidays, sometimes the analytics, you know, people are who are used to giving us numbers and data crunching are also on holidays, they should be. So sometimes there are delays, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see spikes even in places where we're seeing decrease in case counts. We have to be really careful.
Well, damn, Kitty. I really thought that we'd be back after a week and the COVID be gone. Damn.
Yeah, it's kind of infuriating to see all these people doing their holiday stuff. And, like, I really don't know where I got COVID. Like, literally.
I mean, at this point, what's the point of even?
Yeah, I've been trying
to track which,
it.
By the way, that's a terrible thing to say because we should be contact tracing.
But that's
but we've done
so
such a bad job at it that at this point.
Upsetting is that I genuinely have no clue because I haven't been around anyone without a mask at all. So I probably just got it, you know, strolling through the store, buying groceries. That's what's irritating. Seeing all these people that are gathering and celebrating and not giving a flying F. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So I did everything right and I still got COVID.
We said earlier that Mary Q, he's going to be on the show Wednesday. And, you know, they've been releasing a lot of their year in review.
There was a thing on Twitter, actually. And it was like, what's your favorite 2020 Twitter moment? And people were saying some of the most ridiculous things, you know, like the cheese lady at the restaurant, the shredded cheese fajitas.
Oh, man, I forgot all about
things,
that.
Because it's been so, so long.
And so ridiculous.
And so ridiculous.
Let's hear what Mary Q has to say.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas is sharing a look back on 2020 this weekend. In a release, the mayor wrote, quote, we have spent months at home watching beloved businesses close and grieving our thousands of brothers and sisters lost to this virus. We're exhausted, and rightly so. But as a dedicated history enthusiast, particularly American history, I believe this too shall pass.
I believe that we will win the virus. Let's do, okay, oh man. Bit of a bummer day, Kitty. I'm sorry about that. We were gone for a week and a bunch of bad stories. We are unapologetically a pro wrestling show. Mm-hmm. This guy, actually, a lot of folks might know, he was in WWE. He went by Luke Harper, but his independent name and what his character was, unfortunately, before he passed, was Brody Lee. And this guy, just a class act, and unfortunately, he passed away in a non-COVID-related respiratory
lung disease.
Yeah, and just R.I.P.
I have the card from when I wrestled Undertaker. I have posters. I have all the posters we've been on. I have all my figures. And I have them not for me, but someday I maybe want to hand them to my son and say, hey, here. And if he wants it or not, but I've been given the opportunity to give that to him. And for him to be able to see what I've done and the person that it's made me, I can't really describe it. I guess if I had a goal in life, it was to be as good a dad as my dad, and I think I'm on my way. And I guess for me to be able to do that, it's super special.
Yeah, this one hurt. This one really hurt.
He was only 41.
41, yeah. And me and my buddy Joe, we have seen so many Brody Lee matches. I saw Brody Lee in a house show at St. Joe. We've seen him in a house show in St. Louis. Plenty of shows here. I mean, I've been around pro wrestling for a long time. I am a pro wrestler. I do actually wrestle. I don't tell a lot of people that, which I should, by the way. I don't know why I don't tell people that. I should. I got matches. And it's really hard to find genuinely good people in the business. You can check all the tributes online. I know I'm saying names that might be over people's heads, but, you know, Big E and, you know, Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. These names might mean nothing to you, but they did some really beautiful tributes, and he was a really, really good dude. So, 10 bell salutes to Brody Lee, RIP. Some good news, Kitty.
Sorry, you want some good news? Sorry, you just depressed the crap out of me.
Well, I did.
And now you want to be like, good news.
It's a mask story.
A mask story.
The winner of this season's Golden Mask is the Sun!
Sun, by the way, that was the Sun one.
With me, Sun, we have to know who you are. Take it off. No. Take it off. Woo. Take it off. Oh my God, it's Leanne Rimes.
There we go.
I was 5 years old when I told everyone I wanted to sing, and I've always wondered, like, how I knew at that age that I wanted to sing, and I kind of discovered it again behind this mask, and it was to give and receive love. And that's like totally what's happened.
I have no reason to keep this clip playing, but I love this song.
But I was made for you.
I love that song.
I don't understand the masked singer. Like, what do they win? Because they're already famous.
I don't know.
Like, we watched it on, what, Thanksgiving, and they had Paul Anka, and I thought, oh, that's cool. It's Paul Anka. But also, why?
K, Kitty, give me your opinion on this. How long can we keep the, you know, like the Christmas sweater, the novelty stuff? How long can we keep that going? What are the rules?
Are you talking about decorations?
Not just decorations, but like the Christmas sweaters.
No, that's over.
It's over now?
I don't wear Christmas sweaters.
What if it's just like a broad holiday sweater? Like it's just got maybe, I don't know, Christmas lights on it.
Nope.
Or like a snowman.
I'm sorry.
Snowflake. We can't do that anymore? What if I told you though, Kitty, that this sweater, even though it is a holiday sweater, is, you know, it's time sensitive. What if I told you that it can help us fight against COVID-19? What if I told you that?
The holidays are here. Unfortunately, so is the pandemic. Remind your family you're happy to see them, but happier 6 feet apart. The Simply Safe Social Distancing Sweater. Happy holidays to all. And to all, a Simply Safe night.
This home security company called Simply Safe, you've probably seen all their commercials on CNN after like 2 a.m., they have this sweater that will send off an alarm if somebody's within 6 feet of you. And they have instructions how to do it on their YouTube page. So I guess you can do it for any one of your sweaters since they posted the instructions. Any excuse for me to keep wearing this Rugrats sweater, I'm gonna take.
I knew that's what this was coming to.
Look good in that thing. Tommy Pickles is on it.
It's over.
What about Chucky, huh? You gonna leave Chucky hanging? Chucky wants to be seen. All right, Kitty, let us wrap it up with this. There have been so many different just waves of trends that have gone viral in 2020. And I think that we had our phase of parodies, like all of the, you know, quarantine parody videos.
Yep.
A lot of them, all the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and add WAP to the playlist. There's a
mask on this mouth. There's a mask on this mouth. I said safe and chic. 7 days a week. Wear a mask, please. Make that COVID curve weak.
Woo!
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I'm asking that you wear a mask, please. When you're out at a shop, you've got to wear a mask, please. Don't just hold
so,
it.
So, like John Hopkins, they did a parody of WAP. It's called WAMP. Wear a mask, please.
With the pose, with the mask right on your face, so it covers your mouth and nose. Let the doctors be your guide. Boggle the droplets, keep them inside. Wear it secure, not left untied. On your chin, can't let that slide. Curves are spread, can't be denied. Wear a mask, do what you got. I want you to put that face mask on right in front of your schnoz. It's not cool, don't be a fool.
Let's go!
It's a fool. I don't mean to ridicule, but let me take you all to school.
Now get your water and your soap. You've got to wear a mask, please don't take it down.
Come on, sing along, Kitty. Sure's
got
sing
to
along.
Wear a mask, please can't have transmission. Don't dismiss me, got to wear
Let's
a
go.
Mask, please.
My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. This is your KC Morning Show. Please.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. The number one seed in the AFC, that belongs to the Kansas City Chiefs, but the number one seed in our hearts, that's Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler. How about that? It was a long walk, but we got there, Benny. We got there.
You walk uphill 5 miles in the snow both ways, and here we are. Number one seed, man. Normally that's a lock to advance in the NCAA tournament up until, you know, Virginia a couple of years ago, so... You know, every number one seed has that chance to let you down, but I'm glad to be up there.
How was your weekend, my friend? How you been?
The weekend was good. Definitely watched the game. Not a great betting weekend for your boy, especially in the NBA. Like, we went over some of those games together on the KC Morning Show, and I kept on talking about how I thought, you know, Boston had an opportunity to make a bit of a statement. Dallas going up against the Lakers. You know, Luka Doncic for MVP. Man, favorites won by an average of like 20 points on Christmas. And, you know, for everybody that, you know, listen, the public who typically loves to play the favorites, they cashed in. So happy for them. But for all you sharp guys out there, that was just a rough, rough day. I know that a lot of people were playing in their fantasy championships. Hopefully they did well. But overall, very solid weekend. It's good to have some family time and some decent weather.
Man, this is your bye week. So you get a chance to reset. You get a chance to regroup. You are like Andy Reid post a bye week. Man, you're going to come back ready to go. Fired up and ready to go.
Right? Like, if I can't live up refreshed, rested, ready to go, then what am I doing here, man? Like, I'll be back, and I will be working one day in 2020. And then we're done. We're finished. It's good. 2021 is here, and that's a good opportunity to get off on the right foot.
All right, well, since the folks can only get your sports take this week right here on your KC Morning Show, last week the Chiefs taking on the Falcons. Give us that recap, Benny.
It was remarkable to see Atlanta's defense play as well as they did against a Chiefs offense that's as dynamic as anybody, that can light it up whenever they want to. And to see Mahomes just feel like he was out of sync, he made some bad passes, had a couple costly turnovers against the Falcons team that up until that point had been better since Raheem Morris took over, but they looked almost flawless. And again, you can't help but think that the Chiefs were just beating themselves a lot of the time. And for whatever reason, Hartzell, I know that they have the number one seed, and they've locked up home field advantage throughout the postseason in the AFC, but they have not been a great team at home. They've let bad teams hang around in their building all year, and maybe that's just a credit to the Arrowhead faithful and how when that place is packed, it's an opportunity to really get fired up. But I was flabbergasted, really, to see Atlanta hang around as long as they did. And you know what? Like, that's not a loss that you can put a pin on Matt Ryan. I know that the Falcons have taken some over the last handful of months, and they deserved it. Like, they just find ways to lose. Like, the Chargers were doing that throughout the year. Falcons were doing that. I remember there was a great tweet from the Atlanta Falcons social media team. And before the game, the Falcons social media team tweeted out the Spider-Man meme with a logo of them and a logo of the Chargers basically pointing right at each other. And they won the internet that day. So, you know, they had a chance to do it. Unfortunately for Falcons fans, they found a way to blow it yet again. And I guess they're inching closer to the possibility of getting a new quarterback to replace Matt Ryan, but that team just has all sorts of disasters when it comes to the fourth quarter. So very, very bizarre game. Chiefs ended up getting the win that they needed to, but they just did not seem ready to go.
But also in this same game that we're playing, you know, kind of weird, Travis Kelce's over here breaking records.
Mahomes pumps, fires, and he's got a completion to Kelce, his 100th catch of the year, and he's the first tight end in NFL history to have two 100 catch seasons.
Here's one thing that I was thinking of, and one of the other bets that I lost this week was I don't think either team scored any points in the third quarter. Even when the game's on the line, you just have that feeling that Mahomes is going to make the throw that he needs to. Like, they're never actually out of it. Now, the crazy thing is that if you're a Chiefs fan or if you're anybody that's been betting on Kansas City to cover the spread, they have not covered, and now I believe, 8 consecutive weeks. Like, think about it. They have not lost a game, but they haven't covered the spread in any of those games. So at some point, man, like, you're the best team in the NFL. You have to stop on the other team's throat and make it known that you're not going to mess around. Because at some point, people are just going to – there's going to be one mistake or something. The tide will turn your way. And at some point, like, that could just happen to even a good team like Kansas City. It's the NFL, man. It's a one-game sample each and every week. So they need to start showing a little bit more. The Chargers aren't playing for a playoff spot. They're already out of it. So you're not changing any sort of competitive balance if the Chargers end up winning that game on Sunday. So rest everybody. Get yourself healthy, man. Like, this is a week-to-week league. If you can have as much availability as possible for that playoff game and you have a bye, yeah, you might be a little bit rusty to start things off, but the Chiefs had a bye last year. Got off to a bit of a slow start against Houston, found a way to turn it around. So I wouldn't look at that sample and say, well, they need to be rested and ready to go, and you know, they need to have some reps. No, man, get yourself healthy. Availability is always key this time of year.
This is boyfriend and girlfriend season, so availability is key, especially in a pandemic, y'all. This is a time when you should be laying the seeds, because maybe not literally laying the seeds, but when we are released back in the wild, all right, you got to be available and ready to go. I cannot wait to see the betting lines for COVID babies post-pandemic, Benny. What's the early line say on that?
We're expecting in March, so like we're a part of that betting line process. Like, we have the chance to shake up the lines. But I have friends that I grew up with. Two of them are having a baby in January. Another one in February. Three more with us in March. Three.
You're flooding the market, my friend.
So I go heavy over. Heavy over.
Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. Real quick, Benny, before we leave, because I'm on Twitter. The Chiefs and the Honey Badger, all right? Tyrann Mathieu, his thing is he's the landlord, right? Rent is due every Sunday. All right, well, we're also living in a pandemic. The Chiefs made a tweet today, something about, you know, what do you do when the landlord is collecting his rent? Something, you know, something, social media marketing something. All right, it seems like it might be a little tone deaf. Eventually, the Chiefs took down the tweet, the pitch. They tweeted at him. A lot of us did. What are your thoughts on this?
I'll say this. I think a lot of times professional organizations, whether they be sports teams or Fortune 500 companies, you know, the intention is good, but this is why I think hiring a diverse staff matters, because it's an opportunity to take something and say, hey, you know, we're about to send this out. Let's get a few more pairs of eyes on this. Let's run it up the ladder a few times and just make sure that, you know, we're not missing anything, right? Because with diversity comes different ideological aspects, different ways to sort through situations, different worldviews and experiences. And I got to tell you, man, like a lot of times when these companies have these silly tweets, it usually comes from a lack of thinking it out loud. You know, do the say it out loud test. I just don't think the Chiefs did that. Yes, yeah, so like this had existed before the pandemic. But again, just be smart. And sometimes you can have that aspect and you can have something about one of your leaders. And Tyrann Mathieu, everything about Tyrann Mathieu, said he's been a really good dude since he's come to Kansas City.
Right.
And he's helped out a lot of people in this community. And you want to be able to represent that. But when the message gets changed and you're no longer in control of the message, nobody wins as a result of that. So it was a boneheaded move. And I hope that they'll learn from that. I hope that they recognize that, yes, even when your intentions are good, sometimes you can say things that just don't ring right. Do I think the PC police is out or whatever people want to say? I don't know, man. All I know is that there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of shit right now, and one thing like that could really cause them to go in a direction that can make them upset. You're a sports team. Your goal is not to piss people off. Your goal is to bring people together. So if that tweet cause people to get upset with you, then yeah, I think they made the right decision to take it down, and hopefully they own up to it and say, we realize we made a mistake. We look forward to continuing to find ways to connect with our audience and build a lasting relationship in Kansas City.
Right, and you know, and I bring all this up not to be the social justice sports warrior, but you know, I think that Kansas City and Chiefs fans, we need to get ready for a reckoning, a reevaluation, a come to Jesus moment. Washington changed his name. I'm someone who thinks that, you know what, I think the Chiefs are next. You know, I still hear the war cry, the war chant, you know, through the TV. You know, they're still playing that chant at Arrowhead. They may not be endorsing the chop, but I still hear the song, and that's on national TV. So I bring all this up just to say that, you know what, I think we are going to have a conversation soon. And so I hope that we can get ready for it, and I hope that we can make it a genuine discussion.
I'm glad you brought that up. And maybe this isn't a good example, but I think it holds up well. I'm from Chicago, and I went to games as a kid at Wrigley Field, and Wrigley was this beautiful yet dumpy ballpark that had all sorts of nostalgia and memories. And then, you know, new ownership came in and they decided that they wanted to upgrade a lot of the Wrigley Field experience, and they wanted to build a hotel. And like, there's all these different things that people were complaining about, saying it's taking away their nostalgic memories. And my thought process on that is like, that's bullshit. Like, your memories are your memories. If they change the landscape of the stadium or they change the team name, you still have your memories. They are not going into your brain and taking them from you. They're just adapting with the times, which is necessary. People adapt, society adapts and moves on and learns and grows and changes. Like, all those things are okay. So my point to anybody that would be really deeply, profoundly hurt if the Chiefs felt that they got to a point where they needed to at least consider changing their team name or making sure that music didn't play at Arrowhead anymore, I would welcome it. I would welcome the opportunity to grow, like, as a society, as Chiefs Kingdom, if you want to continue that moving forward as well. I think that's important. And again, it's not going to take away your memories. You might have fantastic memories of the Chiefs, and of war paint and whatever it might be. Like, you can still have those memories even if the team adapts over time. So just something to consider on a Monday.
That right there, that is my kind of sports take. And this man is off. This is bonus content right here. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler. My brother, enjoy your week. But, you know, I'm going to call you because we're going to chat probably Wednesday.
All right, my brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Come on, Lenny. Pump it in there, baby. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
The KC Morning Show.
G'day! I'm sorry, that was loud. My apologies.
It's okay. My ears only popped. Don't worry.
I just saw you yawn and you tired.
A little bit.
That NyQuil starting to hit.
Yeah, Hearts has been giving me shots of NyQuil during the day.
He's drugging you up.
He is.
Hey, go lay down. It's my favorite phrase during this quarantine. Go lay down.
Not the dog.
Well, thanks again to Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heiss. And thank you, Kansas City. As we're doing all this together, and I was, you know, I guess I'm sentimental over the Brody Lee stuff. But, you know, let's take a second and remember that we're doing this together. And also, if you got somebody you love, just give them a hug. Call your mom.
Don't give them a hug.
You know what? Give them a virtual hug.
Yeah.
Give them a Zoom.
My mom offered to DoorDash soup from Florida.
There you go.
Probably be a little cold when it gets here, but
we'll take it. Kitty, where can people find you?
On the couch. Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Knocked out.
I mean, on the internet.
On
Kitty,
the internet.
Because I know you'll be there now.
I be out there talking that mad smack at Holy Hearts.
Just tweeting left and right. We've both been tweeting today.
Yeah, my mom did say that despite everything, at least I've still got my humor. And I think that's the COVID getting to my brain, but... Other than that,
we're slap happy.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
So
keep that vibe going.
Yeah. Send me some memes, man.
I am at Hartzell965. You can get the show at KC Morning Show on Twitter and then at the KC Morning Show on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. Did I get that right?
Yep.
And then we got an email. Hit us up, y'all. We're still taking those holiday greetings. Also, like, you want to do a toast or something? Might as well add that to the list. You got a New Year's Eve toast to KC. Send those our way. We'll play them. I don't care.
Send us your New Year's resolutions.
Send us your resolutions, Kitty. Wow. The COVID is really sparking some kind of creativity out of you.
Yep.
Really, really liking where this is going.
We watched that movie Soul, and I found my spark.
Oh, Soul is so good.
So good.
Also, Wonder Woman's just fine. People were just... Ether in that movie online.
They were dogging it.
Reagan was a bad guy, so you know what? It landed for me.
Kristen Wiig was a cat lady. That was cool. There were some plot holes, but, you know.
Oh, we had some plot sinkholes in this thing.
Yes.
Oh, before we leave, Kitty, Charlie Hustle, thank you so much, y'all. They have been the best, and we were, you know, we're off on Friday. If you have any last minute whatevers, what's that promo code?
KCMS20, baby. In store, online.
There we go. So do that. That is all I got. Let's hit a sweep. My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty. A good day to be a Kansas Cityan, yeah?
You're yelling a little too loud again, but yeah.
I gotta tone it down. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.
Hey, go lay down.
Want to take a nap.